Two groups working to promote growth and revitalization throughout Wilmington announced this week they are joining forces. The new Wilmington Alliance brings together the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation and the Wilmington Leaders Alliance. The Renaissance Corporation, originally known as Wilmington 2000, has been around since 1993 and worked on projects such as development of the Loma District and launch of the Creative District. The Leaders Alliance started in 2015, bringing business, civic, and nonprofit leaders together with a focus on initiatives like workforce development and teen violence intervention. What will the new organization look like, and what will it do that the two groups weren't doing already independently? In this week's Enlighten Me, we put those questions and more to ChristianaCare Chief Transformation Officer, Dr. Edmundo Robinson, the incoming vice chair of the Wilmington Alliance, starting with what prompted the two groups to come together.
We had two really strong organizations. One with, you know, Wilmington Renaissance Corporation, a little bit more history there, but still two very strong organizations. But their missions were quite similar. There was a significant amount of overlap. There are also some areas where they were different, but there's a significant amount of overlap. And you know, Delaware's a small place. Wilmington, we can kind of wrap our arms around, you know, the folks that are truly trying to drive change in the city. And we really, quite frankly, the leaders got together and said, you know, I think it makes more sense. It makes better sense for us to work together on this. And really, like Thierry Dupont said, you know, really kind of this idea of 1 + 1 = 3, by bringing the organization together, really trying to drive the change for the city in a significant way.
With that 1 + 1 = 3 model in mind, are there some things you see this new group being able to do that the other two couldn't accomplish independently?
So, you know, there were things that that each group was doing that we're going to bring to bear that are consistent with, you know, each individual group. But the one piece is a real focus on economic development. That's going to be somewhat new. And the other piece that I'm going to bring to the table with my leadership is really a rather specific focus on addressing the social determinants of health. And I'm really gonna kind of hold management close and accountable around focusing on that and really articulating how we're driving change and improvements in the health of the city of Wilmington.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into that idea of social determinants of health. Tell us a little bit about, you know, from your perspective, what does that look like? What are you talking about when you're talking about social determinants of health, and how can the Wilmington Alliance address that issue?
So social determinants of health are really critical. I happen to be a health services researcher, and one of the things that we've learned really clearly is that health care, the services and interventions that we deliver as doctors, for example, as providers, is really a relatively small facet or percentage of your overall health of an individual or even a community. The overall health of an individual community is really driven by other factors that are much ultimately more important. So think of things like education levels, transportation, employment, these are drivers that truly impact your health. And so what we found on the healthcare delivery side is that we actually do have to address these concerns if we're truly trying to improve the health of a population. So what Wilmington Alliance is quite well positioned is that these are areas that they've already have been working on and working in for quite some time. They may not have articulated it as addressing social determinants of health, but again, with me with my doctor hat on, I'm thinking that's what they're doing, even if folks didn't realize that's what they were doing, right? So if you think about, you know, addressing things like affordable housing and placemaking at artists, you know, what they're doing around a creative district, right? So now you're actually allowing, being able to have affordable housing is really a big driver as well. So though that kind of work is really critical, and ChristianaCare has been very supportive of that, both not just with my attendance as part of the board in the board leadership, but really in other areas, whether it be in legal areas or in other areas, in terms of really kind of helping to drive the social determinants.
You mentioned the Creative District, and I know, you know, looking at these two organizations, they have worked on a wide variety of projects and initiatives over the year, things ranging from the Creative District to workforce development. Are there some particular ones that the new organization is going to continue focusing on that they've kind of made priorities to kind of keep moving the ball forward on?
Yeah, so the Creative District is definitely a big one, and I think they listed even in the presentation yesterday. There were several components within that Creative District. Mm-hmm. I think the concept, though, so whether it's the Art-O-Mat or the kitchen and so forth, but the concept of building out and place making in that way is actually scalable and applicable to other parts of the city. And so what's the power, again, of this alliance is that we can now start to scale the successes and learnings from a project like Creative District and start to target other components of the parts of the city in collaboration with the mayor and the city council in terms of, you know, kind of understanding strategic priorities. And now we can really start to spread those interventions with again my focus on truly understanding the outcomes from that investment, from those interventions.
And certainly there also, you mentioned the health side of it, but also those type of things as they're kind of moved from one place to another, from say a Creative District to maybe another area of the city, that also winds up being a real factor in economic development, right?
That's absolutely right. Right. So part of what we're looking at is what does it mean to recruit, attract, retain, commercial business, and so we're doing some of that work in the kind of Market Street area, and that's exactly right. So once you start to remake a given area from a placemaking perspective, you have so many other options and opportunities to drive economic development within that area. And it's really important. This is not this idea of gentrification, right? So the Creative District, you've got artists, you've got, it's really kind of affordable, but you're really driving improvement without driving out those folks that have, been there for decades around, and have really developed a community. It's important to not just to keep those folks there, but actually have them be a part of the solutions that are being developed.
One of the big issues that faces any effort to kind of develop, revitalize, improve a city like Wilmington is follow through. Some ideas and projects launch with great fanfare, then at times they struggle to reach critical mass or just stall altogether. Is this new group better equipped, do you think, better positioned to keep the ball rolling on projects and initiatives and make sure that they wind up having the intended impact that they launched with?
That's a really, really important question. So, the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation on that side, that they've got decades of follow-through around this. What's the opportunity here when it's a private, nonprofit community-based organization like the Wilmington Alliance is that, it can see things through, even through different kind of political times and turmoil and different things that might be going on externally, but it can see a project through. That's one factor. Another component answer to that question is what I've been stressing as well, which is understanding your metrics and your outcomes, right? So if you're going to invest in these kinds of interventions that are truly looking to drive economic development, make sure you can measure what it is that you're trying to accomplish more specifically so that you have those data. You can go back to your investors and say, hey, these are the changes that we've actually made. You should actually continue investing and supporting in this work. But the third piece is the investors themselves, right? So what Wilmington Renaissance and Wilmington Leaders Alliance were both really strong at, it was just had a really great support throughout the city with large companies, smaller companies, but really great support. And so that support has continued and even expanded in cases with the new Wilmington Alliance. So, you've got the financial, underpinnings and investment in this work. You've got the metrics that you're gonna leverage to understand what you're doing, and you've got the wherewithal to see these projects through. I think that's a great combination of resources to get this work done.
Now, I imagine the metrics piece of it is also really important when you talk about, as we were earlier, duplicating these things elsewhere.
Right, exactly, right. So, that's really important. So once you, not every area that you might do this kind of work in has the same needs. But if you've identified a need that's similar to an area where you've already done work, then you absolutely can say, hey, is this replicable in this area? Let's go do it and let's go measure it, because we know based on our metrics that we have done this work and it has had the desired outcomes. So that's actually, it is really important for being able to scale.
And clearly to be part of an effort like this, an organization like this, you kind of need to be inherently bullish about the city and its prospects.
Yes.
What makes you believe in Wilmington and its potential?
Oh, it's a great little city. So, you know, it's just you're in a place where, you know, you're well positioned just geographically. Obviously, you're right on 95. You're right on the Amtrak, train line. You've got SEPTA right into Philly and so forth as well. So just geographically well positioned. It's a small enough city where you can really wrap your arms around it and understand where the neighborhoods are and where options and opportunities are from living and from working and for playing. But you've also you've got some of those big city resources, whether it's the arts, whether it's the nightlife scene and I'm a foodie, so you know it's got the restaurant. So you've got all those resources. Again, me from a business leader perspective, you can talk to your city council. They're right there. They're right on the neighborhoods with you, right on the blocks with you, really supporting. Their districts. You can have conversations with the mayor and their staff, and so it's not this massive place where you feel like your voice is not heard. Your voice absolutely is heard. So you have an opportunity. It's like a really great mix of big city and small town at the same time in a wonderful location. I think it's absolutely positioned for success.